face them. He gave his name, adding, "I have an 11 o'clock appointment with Admiral Yamamoto." He didn't need to look at his watch to know he was 10 minutes early. Being late to a meeting with the commander-in-chief of the combined fleet was inconceivable. Both men saluted. "Hey," they said in unison. The sailor who'd spoken before opened the door for him. Admiral Isoroku Yamamoto worked at a plain pine desk, nothing like the ornate wooden dreadnought in King David Kalakaua's library on the second floor of the palace, the one General Yamashita used. Genda thought that most unfair. Yamamoto outranked Yamashita and should have taken over the finer work area. But he hadn't done it. He was in Hawaii only temporarily and hadn't wanted to displace the permanent garrison commander. Yamamoto got to his feet as Genda walked in. They exchanged bows. Yamamoto was only slightly taller than Genda, but had a wrestler's stocky, wide-shouldered body.
Sit down," he said now. "How are you feeling? Better, I hope. You look stronger than you did, and you have more color, too."
"I'm much improved, sir. Thank you," Genda said, as he did sit.
He had had pneumonia when the Japanese Navy squared off against the U.S. forces trying to retake Hawaii. Despite the illness, he'd come up from Akagi